giving credibility to them.
And giving me a sense of the importance of what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really became clear to me that it wasn't... Well, I knew all along this was explosive stuff, that if this was true, everything was going to change, and it did.
Uh-huh.
But it really gave me a sense that there was a lot resting on where I went with this, that it was not purely intellectual, it was not purely academic. It wasn't mm-hmm. just an interesting question that I would resolve it and then go back to my life as usual. And so when I did get to the point, after about 2.5 months of really intensive, this is a very fast process in many ways, of really intensive research, to the point where I said, okay, this is true. God exists. Jesus Christ is his son, and he died and was raised on the third day. He is the risen Lord. What am I going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I had, and actually I sort of paused there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I recognized that this was it.
This was going to require now a radical change in your life. Your entire previous worldview was wrong.
Yeah, and that's a big deal.
A huge deal.
And that's why I think Christians need to recognize that they can't just present the gospel in a 10-minute spiel and then say, you're ready to accept Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things I'm very grateful for is that my coach, who was mentoring me through this, really encouraged me to count the cost.
Wow.
He never tried to make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
When I said, you know, this is scary. He said, good. He said, because if you're afraid, then you're taking this seriously.
Mm-hmm. That is
never
so
tried
good.
To water down.
I cannot tell you how fortunate you were to have encountered that fencing coach, because very few professing Christians today, including their pastors, would be willing to tell you to count the cost. They want to market the gospel and make it seem easy. Everything's wonderful, everything's cool. And you were called to count the cost, and you came to the place where a decision was necessary. You couldn't wallow between atheism and faith anymore. You had to make a choice.
And that's where my intellectual pride, in a sense, in intellectual self-respect, I'm
mm-hmm.
going to say, actually helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I realized that if I backed off from this, then I would be backing off from everything I had ever held to be valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really believe I had used my intellect to come to these conclusions, and so if I backed off, I'd be a coward.
Yeah. Not only a coward, but you'd lose any integrity, intellectual integrity, that you had.
Yeah. So I knew that I had to make a choice. And what I realized, the thing that was holding me back, was the recognition of Christ's authority, that I had to be able to say, your will be done, not mine.
Mm.
Which is radical, because if God doesn't exist, it's all about my will.
Holly, I think you are probably the most honest person I have ever spoken with concerning matters of faith and belief and unbelief. And I just trust that your heartfelt and faithful words, not trying to market the faith, but being very real, will have touched the hearts of many, many people, even those who were believers but have struggled with issues of belief and trust. And now you've been walking with the Lord for 5 years, and you're still a college professor. Do you feel like you have embarrassed your intellect at all in receiving Jesus Christ?
Not at all. And in fact, I feel like I have profound roots for it, and I've have the opportunity to understand the world better and more fully now that I actually see the way that God's working in it.
Well, praise the Lord. And friends, again, please, this is a very, very important book. Your gift of $14 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands, not God's type. A rational academic finds a radical faith. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. The CD of today's program is also available for your gift of $6 or more. Can I encourage you to become a partner? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23251. And remember, the just shall live by faith.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills from overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of Dr. Russell Blaylock. But tonight we're not going to talk about medicine as we usually do. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world today. And there is an organized, orchestrated, very cleverly planned program to turn the Christians of this country against the Muslims, as I'm sure there's a program over in the Muslim countries to turn the Muslims against America and against everything we stand for. But certainly there's an organized effort to convince the American Christians to lead this battle in a great crusade to put down the radical form of Islam. Now, I have no question there is a very real problem with the radical form of Islam, this jihadist view, of creating a world Muslim society. But most Muslims don't adhere to that. It's really only a very, very small group that do. And because remember, of course, that the Ottoman Empire that ruled all of the Near East, the Middle East, and North Africa for hundreds and hundreds of years, but they suddenly were put down after the First World War, and there really was very little of this radical form of Islam among the average Muslim until recent years. Oh, there was the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. There were the Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia, but they were only really a very, very small number of people. And then along comes MI6, British intelligence, that begins to fund the Muslim Brotherhood and encourage this radical form of Islam, because it's a divisive force that if you want to rule the Muslim world, you want it divided, you certainly don't want it to be able to unite against your rule. And that was what the British MI6, that was their job. Keep the other side, keep the people you're trying to subjugate divided and bickering back and forth among themselves. And then, of course, after the Second World War, why the CIA took up that same job, and you go into the background of the funding of the Muslim Brotherhood and these radical Islamic ideas, they largely came from the United States. In fact, it was during the 1980s when the United States Information Agency put out 51 million jobs to print up textbooks that were used in the madras schools throughout Afghanistan and Pakistan and the Muslim world, when these textbooks were pushing this radical form of Islam. Why would you do something like that with $51 million unless you were trying to encourage the radical form of Islam being pushed in your books? Well, now, of course, we do have this radical form of Islam. It's spreading throughout the Muslim world. And there's a call, we're going to have some sort of a war over there. My goodness, if we don't do something, Iran's going to get the bomb, and they're going to threaten the world, and they're going to attack America, or something ridiculous of this sort. And, well, I wanted to talk to Dr. Blaylock about it. I know he took a trip recently, and he had the opportunity to share his views with a number of the people on the cruise that he was on, and he told me about it, and I just wanted him to share his views with us here. Good evening, Russell. Thanks so much for being with us. Why don't you let people know how you feel about this? Because I think I'm very, very concerned that sooner or later we're going to get into a war with Iran and perhaps with the Muslim world.
Well, yeah, I had a friend of mine who was involved in all of this for a long time, and he told me long ago. He said if the United States ever gets in a war with Islam, it's going to be devastating for the United States. And he was at this conference, ironically. I hadn't seen him for 20 years. And I talked to him about it and told him I remembered him telling me that. And so he said,
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Russell.
And so we talked about it some more. And, basically, the Cold War was being fought between the United States and the Soviet Union through the Islamic Nation. And the Soviets were creating a training school for these terrorists, the Patrice Lumumba School outside of Moscow, which was the largest terrorist training camp in the world. They taught them how to make the bombs and supplied them with all the high-tech equipment to blow up airliners and assassination techniques. And so it didn't, of course, the United States has to do their counteract activity. But secretly, behind all of this, and this, as I began to talk to people in the group, they were more aware and said, well, you know, a lot of that is for public consumption. Behind it is this group of people who's manipulating the world through international finance and then propaganda networks. We're talking about Council on Foreign Relations, trilateral Bilderbergers. These people dominated by the David Rockefeller Group. And their idea was, you know, in my estimation, of course we don't have absolute proof or documentation, but just my viewpoint, if you're asking for it, is that they want to use this war on terror to, number one, increase their control in the United States, increase the power of the government, increase the power of the police, powers of the government in the United States beyond anything we could ever imagine. And at the same time, redirect the whole finances of the world, because what this has done, because we're fighting two wars at one time that are protracted, it's bankrupting the United States. I mean, we've spent $1 trillion on all this so far, and now you're talking about bringing in a third country into a war. And, of course, Iran is infinitely more powerful and well-organized than is either Iraq or Afghanistan. Then you have two big power players, China and Russia, that are supplying all the weapons into the to this conflict, and the United States turning a blind eye. I mean, we know that China's pouring all these weapons, and all of the weapons are either Chinese or Russian. And they're high-tech weapons. They're using the Russian satellites to...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Blaylock. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Russell is basically saying that right now it's very obvious that there are people who really want to get us into a war with Iran. And certainly there is a group, the sort of people who run the world, people of great wealth, led by David Rockefeller and the trilateralists, the Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberger groups, and they said they want to get us involved into this war. But this war could have really serious complications, first of all, because China and Russia are providing all sorts of sophisticated arms for Iran, and Iran is not going to be an easy war like certainly Iraq or Afghanistan. Neither one of those countries had any sufficient defense at all, and it's already cost us $1 trillion for the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. What's it going to cost if we go to war with Iran? So you pick up the story there, Russell.
And as I told him on this cruise, I said, you know, they were all in war fever, talking about we need to do it, we need to stop the bomb and all this stuff. And I said, well, you know, if you look historically, no country or empire has ever survived a protracted war, going all the way back to ancient Greece on. If any country involved itself in a protracted war, eventually it exhausted its financial resources and collapsed. Well, we're talking about doing this at a time the United States is in dire economic straits by design, and then you're going to enter a third war. Well, what do you think our enemies are going to do at that point? Well, then you're going to have Venezuela agitating, ready to take on the United States, then Cuba, then North Korea. So what are we going to do, go to war with the entire world? At the same time, well, they know that'll just make the United States topple very rapidly. And there's an article in Foreign Affairs about the American Empire and its collapse. And they said that when the American Empire collapses, it's not going to be a slow deterioration. It's going to happen almost overnight.
Now, for our listeners out there who don't know, Foreign Affairs is the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, and they really sort of ran the world until 1973 when the trilateralists took over. But the articles that appear in Foreign Affairs are really for the elite, and obviously they are concerned about this possibility of a collapse of the American Empire. So go right ahead.
Yeah, and that was his point, is that everybody to this point has been talking about America slowly deteriorating and slowly disappearing and or changing. And he said, no, it's going to happen as a dramatic, catastrophic event very rapidly. And you're just going to wake up and suddenly it's no longer there. Well, I can't think of a better way to do that if you examine history from the very beginning of recorded history than have a protracted war. Well, we went through Vietnam for 10 years. It cost the United States dearly. And, of course, at the same time, Lyndon Johnson was running the enormous expansion of the welfare state, which is exactly what we're doing now. We have two wars going on that are massively expensive, and at the same time, we have the Obama administration bringing in one of the most catastrophic costs to the United States, the health care. With this massive expansion expenditure over a protracted period of time, there's no way the United States can continue the way it is. Well, secretly and less secretly than before, these international groups are openly talking about restructuring the entire financial structure of the world and bringing in a world government. Of course, this was a dream all along, and if you follow how all dictators came into power, they create a crisis. When people are disgruntled, when there's tea parties, when there's people rebelling and people talking about freedom, what you do is you create an international or world crisis of such monumental proportions, all the opposition stops, everybody joins together for this common cause. Well, every dictator, Hitler used it, Lenin used it, Stalin used it, everybody that's, seeking absolute control of their country has used this formula. It's not a new formula. And this is what I see happening now, is that this Obama administration is creating a situation of enormous financial consequences, putting us on the brink of national collapse, and at the same time engaging us in massive war expenditure, loss of life, serious injury to our most productive members of society, our young people. It's being painted all over again. And I'm just amazed that people can't see it. And when I was at this conference, a lot of people were grumbling, typical politics, the Obama administration, if we could just get Obama out of power. And I told them, I said, well, you've got to quit talking about Obama as if he's leading this. He's just a puppet. The people in the smoky rooms, in the shadows, the CFR, the trilateralists, they're the real string pullers. And they're designing this. And they're using his administration to do it while they hide in the darkness. And there's only a handful of us that know who's pulling these strings. Well, like I say, I regularly read Foreign Affairs, and a lot of their publications as Stan does. I mean, you read enormous amount, a lot more than I do. And once you start reading their own literature, they're quite open about what their plans are. And that's the problem. When I talk to people and say, well, there's no conspiracy and I'm against conspiracy theory, well, I say, number one, the reason you made that statement is because the propaganda forces have made it just socially destroying if you ever say you believe in a conspiracy, that somehow there's something wrong with you. Well, as I tell, I told the people on the cruise, I said, and I used a bunch of examples, I said, now, give me a rational explanation of why that occurred. Well, they couldn't. I said, now, if there's a conspiracy, if there's a group of people who have a worldview that, and they're powerful enough and wealthy enough to bring it about, does it not make a lot more sense? And they had to admit, yeah, it makes a lot of sense if there's people directing this and there's a purpose for these things and a reason for it. I said, so you've got to get past politics as usual and start looking at, well, who's really behind this? What is their goal? What is their aim? And they've written about it. They've written about it for 100 years in a lot of literature. They make no bones about where they want to head the world in the United States, and that's toward a one-world socialist dictatorship. You know, of a milder type. It's not going to be like a Stalinist dictatorship. You know, it'll be one that's ad hoc socialism. It'll be restructuring the entire finances of the world. It'll be destruction of sovereignty, the dismantlement of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the establishment of a world court, a world taxation system, a world military. And you can see it's all coming about according to the design that Stan and I have been reading about and a lot of others for many, many years. You know, when I was in high school, my dad introduced me to all of this stuff. And when I first started reading it, I said, well, this is kind of a fantastic stuff. I can't believe these people have this much power and somebody's not talking about it. When I was in college, I read a lot more. I started ordering different investigations by the government that they were doing into these things, like the Tax-Free Foundation. And it became a little bit more clear, but still you didn't see blatant evidence of it. Well, ironically, over the years, now that I'm a lot older and seen a lot more, it's all open now. They're no longer trying to hide it. You know, people don't remember 30 years ago if someone attacked the Constitution, it was the end of your career as a politician. If someone talked about dismantling the sovereignty of the United States, it was the end of your political career. So they kept all these things silent until they could propagandize the younger generation and bring this about. Well, now we have both administrations, the Republicans and the Democrats, talking about dismantling the American sovereignty and the Constitution. And until the Tea Party, there was not a lot of backlash to this proposal. But they're more open about it. They're no longer hiding it in their specialty journals and secret papers. It's open. They talk about it on the national news. They talk about it in many of the open publications and newspapers. And this should shock people. But as I say, people like Stan and I who followed this all this time, it's a lot more shocking to us because we've read about this when hardly anybody else knew about it. And we couldn't get anyone to listen to us. They thought it was just too fantastic. Well, now people don't think it's so fantastic because the day has arrived. The day we've read about all these years is here. And as I tell people, this is the end of the game. We're in the fourth quarter. It's over. So either people are going to make the right decision and stop this juggernaut, or it's going to be a lot different world than they dreamed of.
It certainly is, and they're in the process of simply dismantling our economy. They're transferring our jobs overseas. They're transferring our wealth overseas. They're transferring our manufacturing overseas. They're encouraging our employers to hire legal immigrants coming in on H-1B visas. They're encouraging our certainly employers to hire illegal immigrants, and that's what all this falderal is about. Arizona trying to stop the illegal immigrants from coming in here, and they're certainly working and taking the jobs. And this is why the entire media is up in arms against Arizona, and they're saying California's going to boycott Arizona. And well, the people in Arizona think it's a great job, and people all across, a great idea to control illegal immigration. Most people do, but not the people who control the media. Well, go ahead, Russell. I mean, it should be so obvious to people as we look and see what's going on today that they really are in the process of destroying the economy of our nation. Certainly, you know,
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bugs are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
We're coming across, the terrorists could come across, a drug pushers could come across, there was a health problems, people coming in here with all sorts of diseases. But the biggest thing was, of course, the massive influx of illegal immigrants who were, of course, taking American jobs and driving down certainly our standard of living here. And the government knows where they are because you can't work without a Social Security card. They were using fraudulent Social Security card. The government knows where they are. They even have special funds for them so that they can get their Social Security benefits when they go back to Mexico when they retire. but they can't tell the American people that they're actively encouraging the illegal immigrants to come into the country because it violates our laws. But there are people in Washington, D.C. who have a different agenda. They are actively encouraging illegal immigration, which is why they refuse to guard the border, why they refuse to build the fence, and they haven't built the fence. A lot of it's 3 feet tall. A lot of it is 3 feet tall. You can talk to Glenn Spencer, who flies the border regularly from his home in Arizona, and we've talked many times. Why would you build a three-foot-high fence and tell the American people we're guarding it now and they've got nothing to worry about? We've got the fence almost done. A lot of it's 3 feet tall. Go right ahead, Russell.
Yeah, and of course, the question I ask people is, how do you explain this in conventional thinking, in political thinking that everybody's talking about? Well, you can't. There's no explanation for why two different administrations are carrying out the very same policy of endangering the United States. And like I said, it's not just the violent gangs pouring in here and weapons and drugs. It's also all these diseases. For instance, Chagas disease was very rare cases ever occurred in the United States. Now they're occurring all over Mississippi, Louisiana, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. It's pouring into this country. Well, Chagas is a fatal disease. It destroys the heart. There's all the resistant tuberculosis. There's all kinds of diseases pouring into the United States. Why are the public health officials completely silent about this? Why are the politicians? Why is the newspaper, the media, completely in unison silent about all of this? And if you cannot explain it by any other explanation, certainly by not by conventional politics, but you can explain it by a conspiracy. If someone is trying to internally bring down the United States so they can remake it, and it's an old Leninist and Marxist principle that to take over a country, first you have to destroy what exists. You have to destroy the culture. You have to destroy the finances. You have to destroy the whole network basis of America so you can remake it. And that's what they're doing. They're bringing in these people in droves, knowing they're criminals in large numbers. You know, something the FBI statistic said, something like 50% of them have criminal records. There's no health check of anybody coming in the country. So we're magnifying all the problems in this country. Now, if I'm aware of it and Stan's aware of it, you know, they're aware of it. They know that we already had a huge gang problem in our cities. Now it's infinitely worse, and the gangs are much more violent and better organized and better armed. So there's no other explanation except somebody wants this to happen. Now, people who have been analyzing these wars that we're in say if you increase the welfare state in America at the same time you're carrying on two big wars, expensive wars, it's a prescription for the bankruptcy of the United States. Well, if I know that, and it's written in some obscure literature that most people don't read, and Stan knows that, you know the people at the CFR and the people in the government are also aware of it. They're not that stupid. So obviously, somebody wants this to happen. And the question is why? Well, Stan has been on the radio for a very long period of time explaining this to everyone. What we need to do is start listening and use our final option, which is a vote, to vote these people out and put decent people in power so we can reverse this.
And, of course, this is the time, if there was ever a time, to start running responsible people. I mean, the primary elections are coming up. Don't think, oh, well, I'm going to vote in November. You will not vote for the candidate of your choice. You will vote for the candidate of their choice. You need to be running people at every level, whether it's the school board, the water board, the city council, the board of supervisors, running for state assembly or state senate, running for United States Congress, House of Representatives. We need people to be involved. But do you really care about preserving America? Or would you like to live without freedom?
God bless America.
Man, this is Dr. Stan. Well, Russell, what sort of response did you get from the people there on the cruise, you know, when you began to point out what's going on? Now, I know there were some other major speakers there, and they all wanted, of course, to get all sorts of people behind this war, coming war with Iran. There is so much propaganda out there through the mass media to drum up support for this coming war. We have no alternative. We've got to do something. The wicked Ahmadinejad's going to destroy the world if we don't go in and attack him. And I mean, after all, we've got to go over there and kill a lot of people to protect America. And of course, what we're going to do is just antagonize Muslims all throughout the world. An awful lot of them already, there was an article, I think, a program, I think it was just last Sunday, where, of course, they were talking to students in schools in the Muslim world. And an awful lot of these students honestly believe that what happened on September 11th had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. They believe that it was people working in the American government, the CIA, who brought down those buildings as an excuse to go to war with Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, I'm not going to get into what I believe as far as that's concerned, but a significant number of these students there in the schools over in the Muslim countries really believe that America wants to go to war with the Muslim world, and that, of course, justifies, in their mind, attacking us.
Well, yeah, and that was the general sentiment at one of the meetings. It was a national security meeting we had, and that was the general consensus, was that we're at war with these radical Islamists, and the only way we're going to defend ourselves is take the war to them and root it out. Which, you know, if there's an attack on the United States, that makes sense, but you want to attack the person who attacked the United States, not a government that had nothing to do with, and that's what we did with Iraq. You know, anyone who looks at...
Oh, hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Russell. Well, this is Dr. Stan, of course, I guess Dr. Russell Blaylock. We're simply talking about what happened after September 11th. Now, well, basically after September 11th, why we had to go to war, we had to go to war with the people who attacked us, but 15 of the 19 terrorists came from Saudi Arabia. 15 of the 19 terrorists, we're told, were involved in the attack, came from Saudi Arabia. The man who has admitted he was responsible for this whole attack, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, came from Pakistan. So then, if that was the case, why did we attack Afghanistan? Well, because Osama bin Laden was there and he agreed to the attack. Well, we know from reading the report from the 9/11 Commission, I read the entire staff committee report. It is still up on the internet. You should read it. The leaders of Al-Qaeda did not want to attack America. None of the leaders of Al-Qaeda, other than Osama bin Laden, wanted to attack the United States. So why did we attack Afghanistan? And why are we still there today, when, at the present time, there are less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and yet we have almost 200,000 people there, I think 90,000 troops, almost 90,000 troops, over 100,000 contractors. Why, when there's 100 members of Al-Qaeda still remaining in Afghanistan, do we have almost 200,000 people there? Russell, none of this makes sense. Obviously, they're lying to the American people as to why they're keeping our troops there.
Well, that and the whole Iraqi war, you know, in the beginning after 9/11, well, Bush announced we've got to go to war and take down Saddam Hussein. Well, the CIA and the NSA, they knew very well that Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with the attacks. And, that was supposedly they put him in power to stabilize the balance of power with Iran. Now, suddenly they're through with him, and so they want to finish a grudge that the Bush family had with him and get access to oil. So we use this as an excuse. Well, the American people should have been outraged, and the Congress should have stepped forward and say, well, according to the United States Constitution, only the Congress can declare war. This nonsense that a president unilaterally can declare war is very dangerous, because he gets us in the war, and then when Congress finally stumbles up to the podium, they're not going to resist it because we're deep in the war. So no one could even, you know, even now all the documents coming out where there were never any weapons of mass destruction. It was all a con job to get us bogged down in there. And then a civil war comes that they didn't even see was coming. We're told that, oh, we beat them in just days or a month, and now the war's over, the people love us, and the next thing a civil war breaks out. Then they denied it was a civil war. Well, how come our CIA and NSA did not see this coming? How come no one in the Pentagon stepped up and said, well, we have no intelligence whatsoever? And then we get in this Afghanistan war. Well, suddenly the enemy goes from Al-Qaeda to the Taliban. And then, you know, we're constantly shifting of our goals here. Well, you know, Russia wanted Afghanistan because of pipelines. It was about oil. Russia didn't want Afghanistan because they needed more desert. And so, you know, our interests have become the same thing. You know, we've really got to, and this is what happens every time wars start. The patriotism factor steps in, then the conservatives have to feel they have to be all for it. And we lose our sense. This is what happened in Vietnam. Oh, it was the domino theory. The communists were going to take over. We got to go there and fight the communists to save Southeast Asia. And so we get bogged down in there for 10 years, spend a massive amount of money, and lost lives. You know, at least 1 million people, our soldiers were injured most seriously. And then we gave it all away. Just overnight we decided, well, it's not worth fighting for, and we're not even going to give weapons to the South Vietnamese so they can defend themselves. And so suddenly the communists take over the whole area. Now, suddenly they're their most favored nation status. You can go in any store and buy things from communist Vietnam. You can buy it from Cambodia. And so you think, well, why did we spend all these lives and these ruined lives and all this money, and then your whole plan all along was most favored status, and now you're building factories and McDonald's and stuff in Southeast Asia, which was supposedly our blood enemy. You know, someone should start saying, that's not a rat here. Are we going to do the same thing here? That after the war's all over, suddenly they're going to be our best friend. You remember, Clinton did the same thing in Somalia. Oh, we've got to find a deed. You know, and so we send these elite troopers in there, get them slaughtered, and then suddenly a deed's our best friend. And he's flying around on Air Force Two. The American public should have been furious over that. That was the reason for impeaching Bill Clinton. But obviously Bill Clinton didn't make that decision, the Council on Foreign Relations. Because the Council on Foreign Relations makes up the number one advisory board for the entire federal government and has since its inception, back in the 20s. So it has been the shadow government of the United States because, you can look and ask anyone in Washington, where do you get your information for any foreign affairs, any international affairs, any financial affairs? Well, we get it from the Council on Foreign Relations. Our advisors are Council on Foreign Relations. We have meetings. Government actually sends agents to the CFR meetings to get ideas on where we should go and what direction the United States should be moving. Well, nobody elected the Council on Foreign Relations. Nobody elected the Trilateral Commission. Most Americans don't even know who they are. Yet they have been in every government administration from the very inception of the CFR. They have gradually taken over all of the control of our government in every administration, whether it's Republican or Democrat. It's filled with CFR people and trilateralists. Ronald Reagan was forced to take them. You know, when Ronald Reagan ran for president, had written against the Trilateral Commission before he ran for president. He was told, you will accept these cabinet members who are CFR and trilateralists or you won't be president. And he thought, well, maybe if I get president, I can change it. Well, he quickly realized he couldn't. His Secretary of Defense was going down to South America, carrying out his own foreign policy, against Reagan's wishes. And Reagan couldn't do anything about it because he didn't answer to Reagan. He answered to the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, and until the American people started looking into this and investigating this themselves, you know, we're always going to think, oh, this is just politics if we could just get the right guy in office. Well, the people who run for office are chosen by these power mongers. I mean, look who chose Obama. It was Brzezinski and David Rockefeller. For the first time I've ever seen David Brzezinski on television, he's on television endorsing Obama. I've never seen him open his mouth about an endorsement. So he saw that this is so close to where they want to bring America, he can come out of the shadows, appear on television, and endorse his puppet. And I guarantee you, that's all Obama is. He's a puppet. You think, you know, I tell people, do you think he designed this health care system? He doesn't even know what's in the bill. Do you think he's designed this complex foreign policy we're involved in? He has no clue, probably, where most of these countries are in the world. And certainly he doesn't know all the intricacies of all of these foreign policy networks. So he's just being told, this is what we'd like to do, and we'd like you to do this, and we'd like you to do that, and he does it. Just like Bill Clinton did, just like George Bush did, just like George W. Bush did, and all the previous presidents. They're following orders, you know, not as a dictatorial order, but as, well, we're the people who know. You know, we know about these things. We have experts in every field. We studied this. This is where America needs to move. And they agree. And they know that now that the CFR is so powerful, if you disagree with them and you reject them and fight them, they'll remove you from the presidency. You look at the board of the CFR and Trilateral Commission, it's the people who are the editors and owners of the major news media in the United States. So the idea that you're going to get the correct story off your evening news is ludicrous, because these people are members of the Council on Foreign Relations as well, and the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderbergers. And they're controlling what people see, what they hear, the story they're told. So it's all packaged and given to them. And this is the real world, people. This is what you're supposed to think. And we've gotten to the point in this country now where people don't like to think. They like to be fed things. I have people all the time tell me, well, I don't want to know all that. Just put it in a paragraph. Well, this is not something you could put in a paragraph. It's like one time somebody asked Bill Buckley, why do you believe in God? And he said, well, you know, I can't answer it in one sentence. You know, but that's what they want. Put it in a sentence, well, or a paragraph. Well, these are things that it's taken Stan and I a lifetime to learn. We've been studying this for 40, 50 years, 60 years. So how do you expect that, I'm going to be able to convey all this information to you in a couple of paragraphs or 10 minutes of conversation? You can't do it. Stan knows things in so much detail, and he's read so much, and he understands this from thinking about it for decades and decades. He's got a clear picture of it now, and that's what happens. The more you think about a subject and you study it, the clearer the picture comes.
Well, we're just lucky to have a voice here, and fortunately we've got a lot of people out there who are listening. Hopefully they will check on what you're saying. They will begin to look at the facts, and as you begin to look into it, begin to study the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, you understand they basically control everything. And what we really need to do, of course, is get people to realize that if they do not get involved now, we're going to lose America, because these people are intent upon destroying the infrastructure of our society, impoverishing our people. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. And all these people who've got so much money invested in bonds, they've got money invested in the stock market, they've got their pensions and annuities, and they're going to lose it all. And they have to understand that there is an organized effort to destroy the financial structure of this nation, impoverish our people, and that's how they're going to enslave them.
Well, that's right. And, you know, and just to give you an example of how this hierarchy works, well, who has more influence in this country, graduate of Harvard University or graduate of Ole Miss or Louisiana State University? Well, Harvard, obviously. They're elitist. They're considered the top. That's everybody knows Harvard. Well, that's what the CFR does. The CFR says we have the best experts on every subject in the world. We're the people you consult with. And so government has learned that's who you put in your administration. That's who you go to when you want a piece of legislation written. Because they're writing legislation. It's being handed to congressmen already written, saying, well, just endorse this bill and sign on to it. Well, you know, our experts have done it, and we have a vision of the world, and we understand this complex finances, and this is the best thing for the world. And when you read, you know, as Stan knows, you really have to be careful. When you start reading their literature, if you don't know what you believe, it'll influence you. You start saying, hey, well, you know, maybe that makes sense. It's like depopulation of the world. You know, I've had friends that are decent, good people who say, well, there are too many people in the world, and maybe it would be a good deal to make it where people can't have but one child, and maybe we should have some enforced abortions. And you know, they start finding themselves drawn into it, because these people know how to couch things to make it look like this is reasonable and rational. And so when you read David Rockefeller and Brzezinski, and you start analyzing their literature, it's just a different worldview than ours. We have a Christian worldview. They have a worldview that says man should be the designer of the world. And that most people are really too stupid to be able to take care of themselves, and so elite members of society should take care of them.
In fact, David Rockefeller told a friend of mine, he was a congressman at the time, they had a meeting with a group of Republican congressmen, and David Rockefeller said, just as a casual remark, you know, some men are born to rule, but most men are born to be ruled, and of course, obviously, he thinks he's one of those who was born to rule. And he really does rule. I mean, he's one of the most powerful men in the world, probably the single most powerful man in the United States today. Well, I mean, we hear about Bill Gates and Warren Buffett being the richest two men in this country, and that's ridiculous. I mean, the Rockefeller family has trillions of dollars, as the Rothschilds and a few other families throughout the world, and we never hear that mentioned. I wonder why.
Yeah, David Rockefeller is the wealthiest man in the entire world. He owns the controlling interests of tens of thousands of corporations. And this is one of the ways he controls the media, because all of those corporations advertise in the media. And so the media knows if they lose a couple of big accounts in their advertising, they'll go under. And so all he's got to do is say, we really wouldn't like that story written in that direction. Here, we prepared this and by our experts, and so tell this story about global warming in this light, or we may have to take our advertising somewhere else. Well, you know, they quickly begin to understand who butters their bread. And you look at the networks now, and you look at the major newspapers, they're almost all ready to fold. This shows the degree of control. And you read back in the history of this, J.P. Morgan was the first one to try to take over the newspapers. And his idea was to buy them all. And David Rockefeller said, well, I buy them. I'll just advertise in them, and I'll control their editorial policy that way. And in fact, I can decide who gets to be the editor-in-chief. he'll be my man. And that's what he's done over all these years, is he's just slowly put his people in positions of editorial control. And so he controls the editorial policy of all these major publications.
And
what's the story he wants you to hear?
And once in a while, of course, somebody after they left the newspaper come forward and tell you the truth, as Richard Harwood did. He was the editorial page editor on the Washington Post for many years. After he retired, he told you the truth, how the CFR really controls the media, and all of the media, not just the Washington Post. If you want to read the article, it's called The Ruling Class of... Media, something of that sort. Anyway, give us a call. We'd be glad to get you a copy. Well, Russell, somebody had called in and said how interesting it was to hear the news on the regular media and then to tune in and hear you talking, and really how much he appreciated a program like this. Well, you...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, we carry a Berkey water gun. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Julius Caesar, I remember the old saying, et tu, Brute? Well, yeah, there was a conspiracy there. And then I said, well, what about the, murder of Abraham Lincoln? You know, they assassinated and they executed about five people associated with that. Do you think that there was a conspiracy behind the assassination of Abraham Lincoln? How about the mafia? Was that a conspiracy? Well, why would you think that there might be some very, very powerful people who want to take over our government? Have you ever been to the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations? Have you ever sat in their library for weeks, as I have, going through their papers and finding out they were planning on getting America into World War II back in 1939, just even before the war had actually gotten well underway? Then we just need to challenge people. and tell them that if they don't get involved, they will have nobody to blame if we lose our freedom. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to get it in large numbers, we'll be glad to cut the price for you. You can get the DVD. You can get the special with the book, the DVD, and the audio tape. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness special. You need to hear our talk on the Forbidden Secret, or The Secret, because there is a secret that has been passed down for thousands of years. And you can't understand anything going on today until you understand the Gnostic religion, which came out of the Kabbalah, which came out of the ancient mystery religions, and the secret societies, and their ultimate goal, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, recorded on the back of the dollar bill. And what is that occult emblem doing on the back of a dollar bill? It's been around for thousands of years, and it is the emblem of the ancient secret societies. And if you don't believe that, we carry a book written by the leading Masonic philosopher of the of all time, a man named Manly P. Hall. When he died, that's what the Scottish Rite magazine called Manly P. Hall. And Manly P. Hall in his book, The Secret Destiny of America. We carry that. It's on our research catalog, not through regular channels, but we have a number of his books because we want you to read them. And basically, he will tell you that emblem on the back of the dollar bill is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions, which shows this is all about creating a new world order. And what is this new world order? Well, it's to be a new structure of government, a new financial system, a new world religion, because this is really all part of a conspiracy against God. And if you don't believe in conspiracies, read the Bible. There have been very obvious that the Holy Scriptures talk repeatedly about a conspiracy against God. And that's what it's really all about. It is an effort on the part of men to replace the God of the Bible. And we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you can help us, we'd love to hear from you. We do carry the Miracle 2 soap products. We think that they're really great. We wouldn't be without them. We carry the Berkey water products. We carry a number of health products. We carry a product called prostate support for men and menopause support for women and for people who are having problems with colds and flu. Something called immune support. They're all put out by Sydney, what I think is the finest health food product company in the country. We come out over our label because we can't market their products, but they make them for us. They even label them for us in our wonderful Christian country. Probably the single largest health food manufacturer in the country and our health product manufacturer in the country, and we're so privileged to work with them. Well, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like a catalog, or our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen 9 hours a day on the internet. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, and we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And this next hour, they're going to be the views of Carol Matriciana. And I'm going to ask Ari to go ahead and to get Carol on the line so we can talk to her. Carol Matriciana is our guest for this next hour, and she has a fascinating story. In fact, I've done a lot of interviews with Carol, and we did an interview the other morning, which really I think was the best program we'd ever done. And basically, we were talking about a new program that is being put forward by the man who leads Christianity in America today. He's been called America's pastor, who now is the leader of American Christianity, now that Billy Graham has simply slipped into the background. And basically, this is a man named Rick Warren from Saddleback Church in Southern California. And Time Magazine, that paragon of the Brotherhood of Darkness, certainly it is the flagship publication, along with the New York Times and the Washington Post, of these evil men who rule the world, had actually talked about, of course, the Rick Warren, and they named him America's pastor, the man who leads American Christianity. But the question is, where is he leading American Christianity? Now, certainly Rick Warren can talk Christianese with the best of them. I mean, he really can. He knows how to appeal to Christians, but he has a different view of what's going on. He's part of the Council on Foreign Relations. And remember, their goal is a one-world government and a one-world religion. And not based upon Christianity. They want to destroy Christianity. Because basically, these people want to destroy Christianity. Why do you think that they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? Now you say, well, that wasn't the Council on Foreign Relations, that was the Masons. You're right, but of course both the people who founded the organization, that the CFR was a front for, now the CFR is a front for the Round Table, that was a front for the Association of Helpers, that was founded by an inner core led by Cecil Rhodes, who was a Mason, and the people who surrounded him were Masons or members of the Society for Psychical Research in Great Britain, and or Theosophy or Spiritualism, that was William Stead. They were all in one or another form of the occult. And the Council on Foreign Relations grew out of that. Its goal is one world government. Oh, today, why we're open, you know, we have conferences all the time, and why we even have a new headquarters right there in Washington, D.C., just down from the State Department. But they control our government. Their people, and of course, the Trilateral Commission, which they birthed, are the controlling force here, the counterpart in Great Britain. The Royal Institute for International Affairs is the ruling power in Great Britain. The Parliament is simply they're irrelevant, just exactly as Congress is irrelevant here. The decisions about what's going to happen are made by this elite group. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. It goes beyond the Council. Certainly it involves Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove, and the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, and the family, and certainly Opus Dei, and a cult Catholic organizations and occult Protestant organizations. There is a vast network of people out there whose loyalty is not to America and to the God of the Bible, but to a one-world government and a different God. And we'll be back in just a moment with Carol Matriciana. Well, Carol, how are you tonight?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. You are so knowledgeable about all the incredible occult networking behind the network behind the network behind the network.
well, what we want to hear about is not what I know. What we want to hear about is what you know. And I was fascinated by our last interview, which is why I was so pleased you were going to be with us again, talking about this new program that is being put forward by not only by Saddleback Church with its, what is it, 20,000 members or 40,000? How many members do they have there?
Well, Rick Warren in his Saddleback Church in Southern California in Orange County has 22,000 people, but it's called the eighth largest church in America, Dr. Stan, but what makes it so incredibly powerful and influential is that Rick Warren, as you probably know, as your listeners know, is the author of a book called The Purpose-Driven Life, which also is a purpose-driven move, church, purpose-driven marriage, etc., etc. And out of that, he birthed this sort of purpose-driven movement, and that network has 40,000 pastors worldwide in multi-sites around the globe that are connected into his purpose-driven movement, if you will, which is all part of this sort of Saddleback conglomeration, you know. So when he does something, when he wants to lose 90 pounds, which is what he wanted to do, he was very influential in not only encouraging his church to lose weight with him, and that came about because he says that last year when he was baptizing about 80 people, he noticed that there was quite a bit of obesity in his church. So at the end of 2010, he launched the Decade of Destiny. That is the next 10 years where he is going to bring in new spirituality, new health, new financial systems, new this and that and all this other stuff. But he launched his Decade of Destiny with his health and wellness program on January the 15th, last weekend, in a plan called the Daniel Plan. Now, he said that his Daniel Plan was based on the prophet Daniel, who...
Hold that thought, Carol. We'll be back here in just a moment with Carol Matriciana. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Carol is simply pointing out that the Saddleback Church in Southern California in Orange County has about 22,000 members, but they interlock with a purpose-driven network of ministers, 40,000 ministers throughout the world. And Rick Warren, of course, directs this whole vast movement. And, of course, they have launched a Decade of Destiny. 2011, the Decade of Destiny. And they launched it here about a week or so ago with a meeting there at the Saddleback Church. And, of course, they're talking about health. Well, certainly, I agree with that. We need healthier people. We have a lot of people who are overweight, and of course, a lot of that is due to the fact they're poisoning us with aspartame, but they're never going to bring that out on the media at all. Aspartame, the artificial sweetener, is known that you feed it to cattle just before you slaughter them so they get fat, and they put it in everything from the chewing gum we give to our children to the pills we give to our children into Smucker's jam and into diet colas and... Every place you go, it's a deadly poison. They know that. It's carcinogenic. They know that. It produces certainly convulsions. They know that. It produces attention deficit disorders. They know that. They're poisoning our people. But Rick Warren's using the obesity epidemic, and instead of identifying the cause of what we need is more exercise and certainly better nutrition, we've launched a decade of a decade of destiny. So I'm going to let Carol tell you about this meeting. Was this, what, a week ago or so that this...
Yes, it was Saturday before last.
All right, fine. You go ahead and you tell the story, because I think this is so vitally important, because, of course, health is wonderful, but What else are they pushing besides proper nutrition?
Well, I think this is the most horrible aspect of it. You know, we have to sort of go back, just do a little bit of history on Rick Warren to understand that Rick is part of this huge, great, big idea of bringing in a one-world religion, and which he masterminded in 2005, launched with his peace plan, so that all religions, all people of all faiths, including Muslims and Hindus, could all work together for peace and bring about global wellness and eradicate AIDS and bring in good health, etc., etc. But which is all very good. I'm not saying, Dr. Stan, we as Christians should reach out to the undeveloped world, but the most incredible message that Jesus Christ asked us to pass on to everybody for the well-being of their eternal souls was to make them disciples. We're told as a church to go and make disciples of all nations and look after their spiritual well-being. But Rick Warren has aligned himself with dominion thinking and kingdom now theologists, replacement theologists, that say that the world has to be made better before Jesus Christ can return. So here we have what's called a social gospel, which is coming through the merging churches, the leftist social churches, the social agenda coming through liberal Christianity. And that has sort of been around for the last 10, 20 years. I mean, when we made our film, God's the New Age, we were warning about New Ageism and Eastern spirituality being on the fringes, on the outskirts of the evangelical church. We saw it coming in through people like Robert Schuller and Richard Foster, who were propagating, promoting Eastern mysticism, transcendental meditation, etc., etc., positive thinking. Robert Schuller pushed for the dream, the visualization of what you can co-create. And of course, he took that from his mentor, Norman Vincent Peale, who of course was plugged into occultists behind that. And so one saw that in the mid-80s. And when we came out with our film, Gods of the New Age, and I wrote my book on the same title, it was sort of warning the evangelical church to be aware of this. So now we have Rick Warren, who is called by Time magazine, second only to Billy Graham, as one of the 25 top most influential American evangelicals. So here, his proposition is to target the evangelicals. That was done through the peace program, and now 5 years later we see him launching his Decade of Destiny, and through this wellness program is now moving us into another global aspect of our one world religion. Now very, very cleverly he does it through the Daniel plan, based on our prophet Daniel, who you know, he says that the story, of course, is that Daniel and his three men, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, did not want to eat food offered in pagan ritual ceremonies to pagan gods. Well, the way that Rick Warren worded it was that Daniel didn't want to eat the king's rich food, and so we have to look after our diet and health care, etc., etc. And he launched Saddleback Church as the test for, now get this, the bigger picture, Orange County community, for Orange County, so that Orange County would be the most healthiest state in America. So now we have a church, a man who wants to lose 90 pounds, influencing his church to be more healthy so that the state of California, the Orange County, could be the healthiest state. So, incredibly interesting, all based on Bible verses that he pulled out to support everything. And he then said that he took three of the leading experts, three leading doctors, who he wanted to use as men that he says that in the last month I placed myself under the care of three friends that are all doctors, Yes, that all doctors. Dr. Daniel Amen, who wrote Change Your Brain, Change Your Body. Dr. Mahmoud Oz, which is, of course, the famous Dr. Oz that Oprah Winfrey has been promoting for the last 5 years, who was on a show with her and now has his own show. And Dr. Mark Hyman. Now, interestingly, these three men, Dr. Mahmoud Oz is a Muslim, is religion of choice is Islam, and Dr. Hyman is a Jew, practicing Jew, and Dr. Daniel Amen claims to be a Christian. However, he practices what's called Kirtan Yoga, where you hold your finger, your thumb and your fingers together, and for 12 minutes a day, loudly say Satana, Satana, S-A-T-A-N-A-M-A.
That sounds very much like Satan to me.
Oh, yes, Dr. Stanley. Honestly, it's not difficult to connect the dots here, that here is somebody invoking Satan through a yoga, and all three of these doctors, Muslim, Jew, and so-called Christian, who practices Eastern meditation, all advocate and promote transcendental meditation. In fact, Dr. Oz promotes Reiki. Reiki is a hands-on, it's a chilling occult medicine, if you will, a healing, Japanese healing practice, where you lay hands on an individual, and the laying on of hands actually brings thousands of other hands, and this is what clients say when they're under the spell or under the healing process, that many hands, they feel many hands on them. And of course these Reiki deities or astral beings are called Reiki masters, who come and fill the individual with healing. And Dr. Oz says that his family have been doing this for years, and his wife is a Reiki master. So here we have Rick Warren, who is this influential so-called Christian pastor who uses all these various scriptures from Psalms and Corinthians and Deuteronomy, etc., etc., bringing in, first of all, passionately presenting biblical admonitions in pursuit of bodily health, but at the same time, the doctors that he calls in are New Agers, Eastern mystics, those who promote Eastern meditation, who call it a science, who have got all sorts of statistics for saying how it works to change the brain, etc., etc. So, not only, the scary thing here is that while, in one sense, the Daniel Plan is introducing 6,000 people that particular morning were at this session, not counting all the satellite programs that were tuned in, but the initial launching of this went out through Health and Wellness, and of course all the congregants can now tap into the books of these doctors that have all written books. In fact, Dr. Daniel Amen has co-authored a book with a tantric practitioner, and Tantra is the blacker side of yoga meditation, which stimulates very high profile demonic intrusion into one's life. So here is Rick Warren telling everybody that he that these three doctors are his friends, he supports them, he says that these health and wellness experts, he gives them enthusiastic and unqualified endorsements. But for me, the more worrying thing was Dr. Hyman. Dr. Mark Hyman, that sort of came under the radar, if you will, he is the founder and medical director of the Ultra Wellness Center. He advises Dr. Oz's health core group, and he's a nominee to President Obama's advisory group on prevention, health promotion, and integrative and public health. So now here we have the bigger picture of what's happening. That Dr. Hyman...
Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. That Dr. Hyman practices what is known as functional medicine.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Carol Matriciana. But ladies and gentlemen, we got problems. Go right ahead, Carol.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bugs are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
But so many of these ideas are founded in the occult. And basically, of course, what they did is they had these three gentlemen, all endorsed by Rick Warren, one a Muslim, one a practicing Jew, another, of course, a man who professes to be a Christian who wants you, of course, to get into yoga and have your thumb and index finger, together as you chant over and over again, Santana. Santana, Santana. As if that that mantra has some significance. Well, I think it does. And you certainly, if we read occult literature, it's like Sanat Kamora. They keep talking about Sanat Kamora. That's Satan. Santana, of course, is another name for Satan. People do not understand, but the thrust of this meeting held at Saddleback, they talked about how people cannot succeed without communal living. And Saddleback is going to lead the world into this communal living. It almost sounds like sustainable living, like the whole thing is going to be, we all get together, and of course this is support one another in this effort to change our lives and get healthy. Go right ahead, Carol.
Absolutely, and the plot thickens, because all of this is based on the United Nations Agenda 21, which is to restructure society. I mean, you know, your listeners can go to Google, just Google up the published document of the United Nations, the Agenda 21, and look at the idea. They'll hear terms like sustainable development, sustainable living, smart growth, going green, etc., etc. All of this is part of the United Nations Agenda 21.
And that is the agenda for the 21st century, published by the United Nations, available from Radio Liberty. Not the only the United Nations one, but the original one was done here in Santa Cruz, where I live. We offer that as well. And it goes right along with the Earth Charter, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the three legs of this whole move towards transforming the world, doing away with freedom, increasing government control over our lives so that we can have a sustainable future, a sustainable and healthy future. Go ahead.
Yes, we must keep in the health, because, you see, this is the way that these people were conned in Saddleback Church. And I truly believe this is the most unbelievable con, because, you know, what we've got to understand, I mean, the way that I can sharpen my discernment is I go back to the Bible. I'm continually looking at the Bible's opinion, God's opinion, what's been written in God's Word, how He develops truth, how He explains truth, how He tells us what living is all about. But I interviewed somebody who's been in Saddleback for the last 9 years. She came out of Saddleback a couple of years ago, but for 9 years, Dr. Stan, she and thousands of other Christians that were part of the campus, part of the Saddleback Church, never read the Bible. She never opened the Bible. She said that what happens is that every Sunday they go and they, in fact, she trained to be a teacher. She was a 101 leader, 102 leader, 103, 104, which were the trainings that would take you up into leadership to be a teacher. And all of this is done through three, the three pin binders, the binder notebook that has the three pins in them. And they give you the notes, and basically everything's done by PowerPoint at church with sermon notes. So you're given these pieces of paper that you can put into your three-ringed binder, and you fill out the lines and fill out the blanks on the topical subjects that Rick Warren and others teach about. And they may say a Bible verse or what the Bible verse says, but very similar to Rick Warren's purpose-driven church, purpose-driven life, purpose-driven marriage, the whole series of purpose-driven books. What happened was that he uses 13, or was it 15? I think he used 15 different translations, Bible translations, and more to the point, paraphrases. So a translation, you can't argue with that if you use it within its context. But paraphrases, like Eugene Peterson's The Message, is only Eugene Peterson's opinion on what the Bible says. So he twists things. So, for instance, in the Our Father prayer, it's Our Father. Instead of who art in heaven, it's as above, so below. Well, we know, those that have come from New Age backgrounds and occult backgrounds, that that is an occult prayer and...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Talking about how Rick Warren's church, how he teaches his mega church, the eighth largest church in America, with the 22,000 people that attend, who do not read from the Bible, do not carry Bibles, are not taught in a biblical fashion with the whole counsel of God, but little verses and snippets are taken out of 15 different translations in the purpose-driven movement books. And the verses are used, half a verse here, half a verse there, to substantiate Rick Warren's thesis. So here is the way that these people are taught, so that when doctors, so-called experts, come in teaching Eastern meditation or doctrines of demons or things that do not match up with the Bible, Rick Warren's congregation cannot test the spirits, as we're told to do in scriptures, to see if they come from God, because they don't know the scriptures, bless their heart. So here, you know, that the this particular Saturday where 6,000 people were pulled in to listen to Rick Warren's three doctors tell them all about the various health initiatives that Rick wanted to introduce to the church, The attendees thought they were getting the Bible, thought they were getting Christian biblical encouragement and living, but they were being fed a bill of goods, if you will. And since when has a church been a fitness program? You know.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Carol. This is Dr. Stan, and Carol's simply pointing out that this program introduced a little over a week ago there at the Rick Warren Saddleback Church was the whole idea of physical fitness, but of course a mental approach to this whole issue of health. And basically there's nothing wrong with trying to be healthy and eating right. But when you begin getting into transcendental meditation, when you're opening yourself to demonic spirits, when, of course, you're chanting a mantra involving Santana, when, of course, your whole thrust is changing your mental attitude, not based upon the Bible, but upon the alternative religious forces. And basically, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. There is another major religion out there. It's the Gnostic faith. First of all, you've got to change the narrow Christian faith that believes the Bible is the source of information. So you just don't read the Bible. You talk about the good things in the Bible. You talk about issues. But you do not study the scriptures. You do not found, you know, in anything. If you take 15 different translations of the Bible, which one's right? Are any of them right? And what they do, of course, is intentionally confuse Christians. Why would you do that? Well, because, of course, you don't destroy Christianity from without. Because, of course, there's resistance. You infiltrate it and you destroy it from within. Well, before we go on, Carol, I hope that you'll go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your information, and then we'll get back to this incredible story of the new program, The Decade of Destiny. But how can people get in touch with you and your ministry?
Well, thank you. We're actually in process of production of a multi-part series called Wide is the Gate, the Emerging New Christianity. And this, what we're talking about with Rick Warren, is going to be a part of this. So your listeners can actually go onto our webpage, www.caryl, that's for Caryl Productions. But the website is caryltv.com, caryltv.com. And they can click onto the 10-minute trailer, which will give them insight as to the upcoming multi-part series that's going to be covering all these different elements of how this new age, the old lie, the old lie in the new age of the new age spirituality now called Christian is coming into the church. A couple of years ago we made the movie Yoga Uncoiled from East to West, showing how yoga had come into the church. And one would say, well, you know, you can call it Christian yoga, but it can't be Christianized, because the whole point of yoga is to put us into an altered state of consciousness so that we reassess who we are. We're not sinners. We're actually potentially divine. We've got this serpent of divinity that lives within us, and we just have to awaken the serpent to come up to psychic centers and come up into our minds to change our minds. And all of this works in with this decade of change, with the idea of changing us from these, you know, with these terms, sustainable development, sustainable living, smart growth, going green, all of these sort of terms that will plug us into community living so that we break away from being independent. Now, you know, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, Rick Warren is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, but he's also involved in Tony Blair Foundation, the One Campaign, the Manhattan Declaration. He spoke at the Muslim Park Affairs Council, and he was the one that gave the prayer at Obama's inauguration, and he prayed to Isa, which of course is a Muslim Jesus. The Muslims will tell us that Jesus is mentioned 25 times in the Quran, but it is not the Jesus of the Bible. It's not the Trinity. It's not God the Father, God the Son, and God the Son, Jesus, part of the Trinity. It's Isa, who is this Muslim Jesus. And here is Rick Warren saying that we can get together praying with Muslims and Hindus and work together for a global society. And all of this is part of Rick Warren's coming together. You know, he's a signer of a common word between us and you, and he's also the signer of the Evangelical Climate Initiative. I mean, this is just a few of the things that Rick Warren, this extremely influential fellow that's called America's pastor, is able to influence hundreds of thousands of evangelical Christians worldwide. And here we see the beginning of the worldwide launch in this new covenant with a sort of new community that, you know, that we can't be individuals any longer, that the only hope lies in community. And, and, of course, Rick Warren, at the beginning of all of this, did admit, I mean, I've tried to find some of these, the coverage, some of the press coverage now that was out a week ago, which has disappeared, but I'm trying to keep track of all these, where he said that Orange County would be the first community, the test community. So here we have a church being able to drive a community to be the test community for this sort of new decade of change. It's absolutely incredible. And I think one of the things that Christians need to understand, that we are not, just because we're made of body, mind, and soul, and of course we are all one and integrated, when our body is sick, it does not mean that our soul needs to be made well through Eastern mystical techniques to change our mind, to put us into this sort of mind science thing, calling these scientific developments, as these doctors were doing, as Dr. Hyman was calling this functional medicine a scientifically proven medicine. Well, it's absolutely not right. Any scientist worth his salt will tell you that, yes, the body can be measured scientifically, but the mind falls into an entirely different category, which can never be mentioned by science, never be measured by science, I should say. And Dave Hunt wrote an incredibly good book called Occult Invasion, where he said that physical science, by very definition, can make no judgments concerning a non-physical realm, as is the mind and soul. So, in other words, the mind and the soul are scientifically immeasurable. And if your listeners want to go to a really incredible site, my girlfriend Jennifer Pekich, who went to the Saddleback Health and Fitness Seminar, you can read all about it on her website, Ponderings from Patmos, where she gives first-hand information of the huge strides that this emergent church is taking, with Rick Warren leading us down the wrong path with his incredible influence.
Well, I share your concern. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, we've seen some of Rick Warren's political inclinations and leanings, but now these three doctors, if you understood the depth of their involvement. I mean, here we have this one Dr. Oz, who is the Muslim, practicing Muslim. I mean, that's his religion of choice. He hasn't discarded it. So here he is on Rick Warren's platform, influenced by Islam and part of Islam, and he says that Reiki is the number one practice of his family. And for your listeners that may be involved in Reiki, it's a Japanese art form with the laying on of hands, where the Reiki master actually has contact with spirits, the spirit world, which are called Reiki guides. And they will admit that several people are working on the client, even though there is only one doctor or one practitioner or person in there. The client will feel several people working on him. And these divine beings are called Reiki guides and divine beings, guides.
Well, I suppose they're sort of spirit guides, aren't they? Demonic spirits are just helping out. Friendly demonic spirits?
Yes. Well, they come in and they claim that once they have come into you, that it is always with you. Once you open up to these, they say that, you know, they stay with you. So they call it attunement, that your body can be attuned, rewired, that subtle energies and channels can be touched by these demons or these guides or these spirits or what they call healing helpers, and that these things come in and rearrange the subtle energy and channels within your body and connect you with what they call the universal wisdom, and then you're opened up to contact with the spirit world. Well, I mean, this is extremely dangerous, Dr. Stan. Having come out of that world myself, it's only Jesus Christ that can set anybody free if they're involved in this. But one of the gals that was involved in this said that she had 35 voices were actually in her and working through her, and when this heat seared through her, that a male voice was inside the room. But she said what was even more scary was it wasn't a male voice inside the room. It was a male voice inside of me, she says. So these people are opening themselves up to demonic possession. And through these various practices, here is Rick Warren allowing these practitioners to come onto his platform. And then one of these people, Dr. Daniel Amen, when he was talking with Rick Warren and interviewed by Rick, and, you know, your listeners can just go and Google Rick Warren Daniel Plan and then type in Dr. Daniel Amen, amen at the end of an amen prayer. And interestingly, he is explaining to Rick Warren how important meditation is, and he intersperses prayer, meditation, and ultimately promotes his transcendental meditation. And he says that this is an important part of stress management. So here are these people actually advocating that the brain changes, that the scientific fact to show that the brain is able to be changed. Well, of course we know that the brain and people change with contact from the other world, but this isn't good. Just because scientific evidence proves that there are changes, these aren't necessarily good changes, and it's very scary. As this 52-week program, it was launched 2 weeks ago, but this is carrying on for 52 weeks throughout this year in Saddleback Church, which is hoping to be the test church for the test community, which they're going to reach out to, and then ultimately that this is going to be an example for the United States as we get into the idea of losing our individuality and becoming a community, and following Saddleback Community, which they hope will be an example to many other churches and many other communities around the world.
I think that they're opening themselves up to demonic possession. This is exactly what this is really all about, and people have to understand this is the most horrible thing possible, and yet here are these people who are obviously into contacting the beings from the other dimension are being presented and as responsible leaders by America's pastor, picked by Time magazine to lead the American Christian Church. Ladies and gentlemen, Christianity is under attack today. And it's under attack from within. It's been infiltrated, and I hate to say this, but of course the movement that Rick Warren is actually leading to introduce these people to transcendental meditation and these various forms of yoga and mind, opening your mind to demonic spirits. This is what it's about.
It's so scary, Dr. Stan, because all of this comes in through this Dr. Mark Hyman, who, as I mentioned earlier, he's a nominee to President Obama's Advisory Group on Prevention, Health Promotion, and Integrative and Public Health. So this is just an example coming through the Christian church, going out into a community, but they actually want to feed it into the health program, into public health. It's very scary that here is Eastern mysticism coming in through a health and wellness seminar, through a Christian church, the eighth largest Christian church in America, endorsing all this unbelievable behavior. And where are the Christians who should be outraged, getting this man off his pedestal, and yet, only people like yourself are taking on the battle and have got the courage and strength to advise us and let your listeners know what's taking place. It's horrendous.
Well, you know who rushes in where angels fear to tread. But anyway, we will do our best, and I appreciate so much the material you have, and we are actually going to, I didn't realize Jennifer was your friend, but we do have Jennifer lined up for a program, and we're going to hammer away at this. We're going to put together a 4-tape set. We're going to try to get people all across America to understand that there is a conspiracy against Christianity. It's not imaginary, it's real. Christianity is under attack today, not from without, but from within.
Yes. Oh, I'm thrilled that Jennifer Pekich is going to be with you. And she has been in the Emergent Church herself. Those of us that came out of the New Age, which was several years ago, and the way that the New Age then changed into the emerging church, and Jennifer has been deeply entrenched in that, and now, by the grace of God, is out and can see all these connections in amazing ways. So that'll be a terrific program. And I think just the bigger picture of how all this is linking in so quickly into, you know, through health and fitness coming in. And, of course, you know, we were told, psychology today told us some 10, 20 years ago that the way Eastern mysticism was going to come into our culture was through psychology and mind science. So here we have this mind science, which is occultism, being given a scientific approval and label, and now coming into churches, promoting, you know, the sustainable political agenda for a coming world religion, coming world order. And it's just coming very, very quickly.
And I think people have to understand there is a spiritual dimension. There are beings that come from the other dimension. This is what UFOs, cattle mutilations, and certainly crop circles, they're all manifestations of this. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll be wrapping up our program tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, America, your freedom, your future, your children are under attack today. Carol, we have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, there's so much to say.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, we carry a Berkey water unit. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter specifically, taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to learn about the total home filtration unit. the coming world leader. This is not imaginary, it's real. We have, of course, a DVD on this whole purpose-driven church. Is called Diaprax. Diaprax gets into Peter Drucker and this whole idea of management, how you manipulate the stupid Christians into going along with your agenda. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read that. You need to read Ted Flynn's The Hope of the Wicked. Very parallel to mine, much bigger book. I wrote my short, concise, because right at present time, why, of course, it's hard to get people to read a 1,300 or 1,400 page book. If you want to know about sustainable development, we do have my sustainable development syllabus and the talk go together. Sustainable development, the path to world government. That's what it's all about. And, of course, with that, the destruction of Christianity. Certainly, we have an excellent DVD. We've had it for some time. It's called The Forbidden Secret. And it comes with a syllabus, and it goes into the background of George Bush's talk, where he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs a storm. The angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs a storm? What was he talking about? He used the term twice in his first inaugural address, and you'll actually get that in the syllabus. And then in the second inaugural address, he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Now, he put in a lot of verbiage in the middle there to confuse you so you wouldn't know what he was saying. But even when you take out the verbiage, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, what's the new order of the ages? They were acting on an ancient hope. What was the ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled? Well, the Forbidden Secret will take you into an understanding of what this is all about. We have a four-tape set on the Skull and Bones. We have a book on Skull and Bones. We recommend you get that. It's a secret society. We have a syllabus on Skull and Bones, which gives you the membership list. We carry Professor Sutton's book on Skull and Bones called The American Establishment. The information is all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you would like actually to see the Luciferian initiation ceremony live in bloody color, why, of course, you can go to WilliamHKennedy.com. WilliamHKennedy.com is website. Let me suggest his book and four-tape set or four-CD set, Satanic Crimes. Satanic Crimes, going into the background of the Bilderbergers and pedophilia and the White March in Belgium, where 350,000 people dressed in white to complain about the pedophilia of the Bilderbergers, the men